More than 130 countries have agreed to a landmark deal that would change the way companies are taxed around the world. Every company would see a minimum tax rate of 15%. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that is historic. NPR's David Gura joins us now to explain more. Hey, David.
Hey, Elsa.
All right, so why is this deal so significant?
Well, it's a huge deal to have this many countries agree to something like this. We're talking about 136 jurisdictions that represent 90% of the global GDP. That's according to the OECD, the organization that helped hammer out this deal. And a global minimum tax rate has been something the U.S. has been pushing for decades as companies have moved operations overseas. The big hurdle over the last few days was getting three countries on board. Ireland is one of them. The other two are Estonia and Hungary. Each of them has a very low corporate tax rate.
Huh. Okay. And exactly what role did Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, play in all of this?
Yeah, she really spearheaded this. Secretary Yellen made this one of her goals back in April. She's been pushing for it for several months, and this is a huge win for her. She's defied critics who didn't think a deal like this would come together and certainly didn't think it could come together this quickly. But Yellen worked the phones. She spoke about this with her counterparts often, and she's made the case over and over again that this is something critical. Here's what she had to say about today's agreement.
The global deal will stabilize an eroding international tax system.
The deal is also important to the Biden administration's policy agenda. I mean, here in the U.S., it's proposed spending trillions of dollars on infrastructure and other projects. And one way they've proposed paying for all of that is through an increase to the corporate tax rate in the U.S. So the thinking goes, Elsa, if there is this global minimum tax of 15%, that would narrow the competitive gap between the U.S. and other countries.
Narrow the competitive gap. Okay, so what was actually agreed to?
Right. So 15% would be the floor. That would be the lowest corporate rate a country could charge. For years, large multinational companies have essentially gone tax shopping. They've set up shop wherever they can find the lowest rate.
Right.
Ruth Mason is professor of law and taxation at the University of Virginia, and she and I talked about what President Biden has called a race to the bottom when it comes to corporate taxes.
You know, tax competition is as old as taxation. So this is a very long-standing problem and one that has gotten more significant over time.
You know, Ireland, for instance, for years has managed to attract tech giants, including Apple and Microsoft, companies that expanded their global footprint there because Ireland has charged such low rates. Companies make these big profits, but they don't bring it back to their home countries. The other part of this deal is a change to how companies are taxed to do business in companies in countries outside where they have headquarters, where they don't have a physical presence. Again, we're talking about tech companies mostly. Under this agreement, pretty much anywhere you'd use Facebook or buy something from Amazon, they'd be liable for taxes anywhere they do business, whether or not they have an office there. And this change in taxation is estimated to raise new revenue, Elsa, of about $150 billion a year.
Wow, impressive. Okay, so what happens next?
Treasury Secretary says she wants to see this deal finalized by the end of the month. The goal, according to her and to the OECD, is to implement these tax reforms by 2023. That's an ambitious timetable because there is a lot of uncertainty. Congress, of course, is a sizable roadblock here. I mean, each jurisdiction has to approve this agreement. There is no guarantee this will get through the U.S. Congress. After all, as we've seen this week, lawmakers barely managed to raise the debt ceiling to avoid a default on U.S. debt, Elsa.
That is right. That is NPR's David Gura. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Elsa.